Alright, number one. Describe the rationale for employing factorial designs. Tell the IVs versus the effects examined in a two-factor design, and tell the information obtained from each. Well, the rationale for employing factorial designs, just as the rationale for employing any multivariate analysis, is it's a complicated world out there, behavior is complicated, it is multi-causal, and our research should begin to approximate that complexity in its design and its statistical analysis. Factorial designs allow us to look at two variables and three effects. The two IVs are the two things that we manipulate or measure, or in some other definition call our IVs, our effects, our variables, our predictors. The cool thing is that when you get into factorial designs, you get into information multiplication. And by that I mean when we study two independent variables, we get to study three effects. The main effect of one IV, which is the relationship between that variable and the DV in isolation. The other IV, which is the relationship between the other main effect IV and the dependent variable in isolation. And we get this emergent thing called an interaction, which is the joint influence of the two things on the dependent variable simultaneously. As we'll remind ourselves when we get into three ways, this just keeps getting better. In a one-way design, you look at one variable, you learn one thing. Two-way design, you look at two variables, you learn three things. Three-way design, you look at three variables, you learn seven things. And it just keeps getting better. The downside is that you've got to learn to handle the complexity. And part of that is remembering what an interaction is, and I'd like to see this in the answer. An interaction is not the relationship between the two IVs. It's the relationship between the joint effect of the two IVs and the DV. It's the it depends. How the effect of one variable is different at different levels of the other variable.